से और मैं इस बुज तो जॉइन विद यू वंस मोर माय डियर फ्रेंड्स। Firstly, let us say welcome to our guest this time.
Yes, she has come a long way from Finland.
I am well aware. As always, with any guest which enters this room, we will give her the opportunity to ask of any questions that she may. But before that begins, let me say this to you all. That words I have spoken to you in past times about many comings and goings and the evidence of my words from other sources is taking place at this present time. You will hear more of it as time continues. There are a preponderance of people upon your plane at this time who come as beings of light to bring to this world much light to those in need. And there is one who sits before you now. I would say to our dear lady friend that her life path will change many times throughout her life upon this earth. And as she travels this pathway, there are many times when choices will become difficult for her. But I say to you, my dear friends, that you are constantly guided. Have you any questions for me this time?
Not right now.
You are happy to listen quietly?
Yes.
Yes. I am sure my friends have questions for me.
Anyone a question?
Well, I had a question I wanted to ask about creativity in relation to music. And I was just wondering how music is given to those musicians. How does it get inside their heads, and who gives it to them, and how do they get hold of it?
Are not content with Just one question. Let me say this to you. It comes through the soul aspect of every human being. And it is never the property of one lifetime. These musicians that you talk of have housed these abilities for much of time. And as we have discussed on many previous occasions, you retain all knowledge. All knowledge is within. Therefore, if you have chosen to come to a lifetime which includes music as a great part of your being, then you have opened yourself to those of us in our world to influence you. But the seed is already sown before you return to this life.
Yes, I think
this is a choice from the beginning.
Yes.
But of course, you know, all of you are influenced in many ways. And I feel that I should say to you that I feel very few people would not be influenced by the vibration of what you term music.
No,
and what I would like to term vibrations of love.
Yes.
Yes.
So vibrations of love would be an alternative expression
to
music.
A much better term. But of course, as human beings, you well know that you are prone to giving titles to all things. But music can touch the heart and the soul of all people. But as always, it depends on the individual and to which pathway they are turning. But creativity with music makes the soul lighter.
Yes.
I would imagine that everything you just said would also apply to art.
Yes. You may give it different names.
Yes.
But the influence comes from the same source.
Yes.
As do all forms of influence, whether it be music, art, singing,
yes.
Any form of vibration which lifts the spirit.
Yes.
But also too, as we have discussed before, music also can be heavy and make the vibration very dull, which can also affect those souls who are lacking in light and love.
Yes.
Remember always what we have spoken about of positive and negative energies. It applies to both.
Yes, we have spoken about Mr. Masaru Emoto's work with the influence of thought, of on water. And one type of music was found to not be beneficial to the activity of water. That was heavy metal rock.
This is what I speak of when the vibration of the music creates its own lightness or density. Yes. We would wish that you are influenced by that lighter vibration of what you would term beautiful music.
Yes. And I think that is the majority case.
Yes.
Of music.
Yes.
Can I just continue with that theme? Graham's mother was commenting this week that she was surprised by his artistic talent, and she wondered if it was from another life. So I would assume that this, he has tapped into something that was already there and developed it further. Am I right?
It has taken time.
Yes.
It has been necessary for him to make contact with that all-knowing knowledge that has always been. And it has taken his illness. I will attend to this for one moment. The air is dry for the instrument's throat.
Is the fan a problem?
I have dealt with it, thank you. Let us continue. Yes, our dear friend needed his illness to come and to make connection with our world. And once that happened, then all kinds of influence have entered his life.
Yes.
But the ability was always there.
I certainly felt the influence at times. It's been overwhelming.
Yes. And may I say to you, dear friend, that it will continue.
Thank you for telling me. I should look forward to that.
As long as you are open to our influence,
yes,
then you will receive.
Thank you.
And so I imagine it's the same for me with music. Can I ask if I'm tapping into something?
Are you
receiving the guidance?
Let me speak generally to you all, that each individual here has been placed together for very good reason, which we have discussed.
Yes.
Each one of you has the combination of love and the ability to open to our world, which then enables us to come close to you and to influence in whichever way is necessary for your life's pathway. You recognize that each one of you has different lifestyles.
Yes.
But yet, each one of you is connected by that thread of love.
Yes.
And that cannot now be good. whether you depart of ways in times to come, this connection which has been made can never be broken. As you know well, because you have come together in another lifetime.
Yes, I was going to ask a question about the soul family, which seems to connect. I feel that this group, as we are a little unusual in the way that we have come together in this life, and we have also come together in previous lives. But I believe also others tend to reincarnate and meet up again to some varying degrees. Could you say a little more about that, the way people do return and come together again?
Yes. When we speak of soul connection, we are speaking of something much larger than you could understand whilst on the earth. You, my dear friend, are but one thread in a web of threads. But without your one web, the rest would collapse. Picture the web full of individual threads, and you will begin to understand the complexity of the soul. Remember that you are but one aspect of the soul. Therefore, you are but one small part of one small thread. Then we begin to enter into deep matters. You understand fully that when you leave this world and return home, that you return to that fuller aspect of spirit and soul. But it takes many times for each individual spirit to connect and to learn what it is he needs to know. Therefore, shall we say it is a community choice when individuals decide that they will return to the same lifetime? These choices are not taken easily, and they can take place hundreds and thousands of years apart. But let me say, once connection is made, whether it be in this lifetime or another lifetime, those connections are never broken. If there is a love connection, that connection will never be broken.
And the actual choice that extends beyond this group.
Yes. Yes. The choice is much greater. It is not only your choice, but the choice of a much greater energy.
Yes, I have a funny picture of soul at the moment of a huge cloth of many, many, many threads.
Yes, it has to be many, many threads. It is difficult to put into words how complex the situation is. We could try, but I feel the minds would become confused. It is better that we remain and keep the explanation simple.
It's good to have an idea, even if it is a hazy idea.
Yes. But you see, you are one who needs always to probe further what they are given. And I do not say that to you to discredit you, because it is a worthy thing that you do.
But I'm happy with your answer, very happy. Even if my mind is open-ended at both ends.
They are your words. Does that help you?
That does indeed, yes. I think it helps us all.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Are there more questions this time?
Yes, there was. What, did someone have a question?
I was thinking about this when you said when they meet, the connection can never be broken. So, does it stay as a feeling, or how, in what way does it break?
It remains as an energy. Feelings belong to the physical body. You are all energy, you are all light, and you will return to the same energy when you depart this world. You have to, my dear friend, visualize that you are beings of energy, if you are to grasp what I am trying to teach. It is a difficult concept sometimes, but slowly your thinking becomes adapted to the words, as I am sure my dear friends here will confirm for you.
Yes.
That slowly, slowly, they now understand themselves to be beings of light and energy, and not just a mass of physical bones and flesh. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
But can this energy be felt in any way?
Never.
Okay. Thank you.
Energy cannot be destroyed in that way.
There's another question which concerns energy in a way. A recent news item is that people living close to electric power lines, within those families, children are 70% more likely to, in their lives, get cancer as a result of living close to those power lines. So, I assume there would be an effect of that areas. Can you say anything about that?
Electricity is an energy, as there are many, many energies within your world and our world. As you know, all energy intermingles. You cannot fully, when you leave this world, separate energy in such a way. Therefore, I would say the conditions of which you speak, and because children are vulnerable in their growth state, they do react to an abundance of this energy, which then causes their physical bodies to react in such a way as to cause illness. Let me give you an example. When those from our world come to you to give healing to the physical being, there are restrictions in the amount of energy which can be given to an adult's body. Therefore, if you take the body of a small child in the stage of development, think how fragile they are. And if we were to overdo the energy of healing, let me say that you would not exist as a human being, but you would be joining us in our world because of the overload of energy available.
That's a dramatically thought. Thank you for that.
I hope that helps you in your thinking.
Yes, now I hope many people will read this because it's something that we should very carefully consider.
Yes. Yes, again, man is determined that he knows how to use the energies that the earth is supplying him with. But as in all things, a moderation is essential.
Yes, wonderful, thank you.
I was going to take a friend to see somebody on the Isle of Wight. Unfortunately, she's been taken into hospital, so won't be going. But she was going to see somebody who had a machine that changes the chaotic light. This is the word that she gave me. When you have an illness, the light that's emitted is chaotic, and this machine changes the chaotic light into pure light. Can you tell me anything? Can you mention anything about this?
It is the same type of energy that is used from our world through the hands of an instrument. It has been channeled into machinery, but it is of the same kind. And after all, let me stress just one thing to you when we speak of illness. You need new machinery. You need the working of your mind.
Yes.
That is the only machinery that you should be using.
Right.
But as in all things physical, if we cannot influence the individual, we have to influence those within the medical fields who can help others. But I would confirm for you that this is possible.
Yes, okay. Okay. Try and get the message over to her that she doesn't have to go to the Isle of Wight. She needs to use her mind, her own mind.
You know, many times I have told you the importance of looking.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Of the importance of your quiet times in connection with us. Here in my world,
yes,
where we can influence you for good. You human beings have everything to hand, and yet you still are either fearful or you doubt. But I have told you before that it is a human trait, and it saddens us sometimes when individuals could help themselves and they allow negative thoughts to enter.
Well, I must say with this friend, she was concerned that too many people were visiting her and she didn't have enough time for meditation, because she was sure that it was meditation she needed to do. So I think she's probably on the right track.
Yes, and of course, my dear friends, as I have said many times, you need very little time to make daily connection with us. Therefore, to say you do not have time is something that you have to face when the time comes. So I say to you, make time. You are responsible for these vehicles which you inhabit. No one else. No one else can cause you hurt or distress, only you as an individual are responsible for what you allow to happen to your body. This is a sacred vehicle with which you have been endowed. You have been given the abilities to live this life in a good and honest and truthful way. And because of the materialistic way that life has been transformed, human beings find it increasingly difficult to enter that state of union with the energy of spirit. I hope, my dear friends, that my words this time have given you a little more food for thought. As always, I am happy to join with you, and shortly we will continue on our errand of learning. Now, I will take my leave, and know always that I stand close by, and that your words are always heard.